All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Earl and his companions, and to protect his Muslim nation from that which he feared for it. Thereafter, I advise myself and you to fear Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Ayah 160 of Surah Al-A'raf, it means, eat of the good things that we have provided for you. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what means, Angel Jibreel inspired in my heart the news that no soul will die until it obtains all of its prescribed amount of sustenance, that is the rizq, and its predetermined lifespan. So fear Allah and be reasonable when you seek to earn a living. Consume the lawful and refrain from the unlawful. Narrated by Al-Hakim and others. The Prophet also said, one will not have all the characteristics of a righteous Muslim if one sleeps on a full stomach while knowing that his neighbor is hungry. Narrated by At-Tabarani. In the difficult times facing Muslims today, it has become so clear who is the truthful and who is not, who is the sincere and who is not, and who sacrifices his time and effort to help others with the sincerity to Allah, and who is selfish, greedy, and arrogant. The saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Jibreel inspired in my heart the news that no soul will die until it has received its sustenance and completed its time, shows that our lives are limited and will cease. Our rizq is preordained. No one will be able to get hold of the rizq, that is the sustenance, that has been predestined for you. Our breaths are numbered. Illnesses and ailments do not bring death sooner than predetermined. Likewise, youth and strength will not delay death from taking place. In fact, each person will die at his predestined time, and each one will receive his predetermined rizq. No one is capable of delaying Azrael from extracting the soul at the due time, and none is able to make it happen sooner. For this reason, the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us to be content. He, peace be upon him, said, take what is halal, that is what is lawful, and leave what is unlawful. He, peace be upon him, also said, hellfire is more deserving of the one whose body has been nourished by unlawful. The human is in need of Allah during adverse and easy times. All of us are in need of Allah and cannot bear a glimpse of an eye without being dependent on Allah the Exalted. So, when calamity befalls on others or a catastrophe occurs in some area, do not be greedy, but be generous and gentle and open-hearted. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, one will not have all the characteristics of a righteous Muslim if one sleeps on a full stomach while knowing that his neighbor is hungry. The Prophet dispraised the one who is aware that his Muslim neighbor is in a situation where he is starving, yet he does not lend a hand. So imagine the situation of the one who has such a neighbor, and instead of showing compassion, one behaves in a way that would worsen the misery of that neighbor. Let all of us learn from the incidents of the past. The believers are like one body. Therefore, if there is a pain in one of the organs, the whole body will be affected, and one will be unable to sleep and will feel feverish. As the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, told us, one should not abuse the overwhelming situation of his brothers in order to get a worldly benefit and consequently increase their anguish and intensify their hardships. In the end, let us call upon our brothers who are in a comfortable financial situation to be compassionate and help those who are poor, needy, and afflicted. May Allah help us be like one body, helping and supporting each other, and Allah knows best.